As I mentioned in my last response, UC Santa Cruz is gorgeous. You should actually visit. If you haven't, you should go to Santa Cruz. They have a very nice beach. The town is very laid back, relaxed. It's a cute downtown. It's relatively small. It's located about 1 hour south of San Francisco, along the coast. And as I mentioned before, the campus is in a redwood forest. And you know, redwood trees are the tallest trees in the world. So the air smells fresh. There's wildlife around. And it's actually, as I mentioned also, it's kind of got a real hippie feel. So it was very common to see people smoking marijuana, and just, a lot of protests. Actually, I think the college made me feel or made me more politically active. I was more involved in what was going on at the time. Keep in mind, I went to college when it was in 2004. From 2004 to 2008. And so this was post 9/11. And there was a lot of protests happening with former President Bush and going to war in Iraq. And so I joined a couple of the protests. And it was for a lot of college kids, this is it's what a lot of college kids do. They become more involved in movements, and it was a very influential time for me. A lot of my friends that I met at the college came from Southern California, and they were not interested in politics, and we had different political views, but we got along. So overall, I felt really happy at the college. I told you before that I practiced martial arts. I practiced Aikido, and there was an Aikido facility on the college campus, so I got to practice. And I actually started teaching, as a assistant instructor to the main teacher. And so it was great. I was a good student in college. I told you this before. I developed kind of a the way I like to live now schedule, where I generally started to go to sleep a little earlier. I woke up earlier. I went to the gym every morning. I studied on the weekends. In my junior year, I went to Chile, and that was also great because I had never lived outside of the country before. I had visited other countries, but not lived. And as you know, it's a very revealing experience to go and live in a different country, in a completely different culture. Is speaking, your second or third language. And at the time, my Spanish was okay, but Chilean Spanish is different from the Spanish that I learned. And so I really had to adapt. Now I'm going to tell you something that is the experience that has affected me the most over my entire life. Maybe not my entire life, but top five. During college, this was before I went to Chile, one of my close friends from middle school and high school also went to Santa Cruz with me. In fact, when we first went to Santa Cruz, we were boyfriend and girlfriend. We had been dating in high school for 2 years. And so we went to Santa Cruz together. And you know, like high school sweethearts, you think we're gonna go to college together, we'll eventually get married. That actually didn't work out. We broke up during the first year of college. And she actually went and studied abroad in Ghana. This was during our sophomore year. And we still stayed in touch. We were starting to reform our friendship. And actually, what happened is in Ghana, she was on a bus and she got into an accident and she died in Ghana. And this was one of the things that I'll always remember is receiving the phone call from her parents on the college campus. So I was at the parking lot at UC Santa Cruz, waiting to take a shuttle bus to my class and receiving this phone call saying that she had died in Ghana. And so I ran to my truck and I drove as fast as I could to the apartment of my best friend who I grew up with, who also went to Santa Cruz. And I told him. And then that day, I drove home to Santa Rosa, or my parents came and picked me up. I don't remember. But it's been. She was one of my best friends. And many people lose somebody who's close to them. But this was the first time that I lost someone close to me. She was 20, I think 20 years old. So too young. She was a child. So whenever I think of Santa Cruz, I think of also her. And actually, I still talk with her parents. And when I went to California over the summer, we went on a hike, and her parents planted a tree in this secret location, in the woods near Santa Rosa, and we hiked there together, and it was very nice. I've visited the tree many times over the years. So that has probably influenced me the most. I learned it was my first lesson in losing someone, and everybody gets that lesson. I think I, you know, this was a few months before I went to Chile to study abroad myself. So when I went to South America by myself, I was still a little depressed, and it was kind of a little bit of a rough time, but I made some good friends, and I loved Chilean culture and the language. And I don't know if you visited Chile. I'm sure you have. It's so close to Brazil. But it's such a gorgeous country. It's, you know, they have the San Pedro de Atacama Desert in the north. They've got some beautiful cities. The beaches are great. And then in the south, you know, they got penguins, which is crazy. So that's all of the response there. Overall, I would say that my education was one of the best. UC Santa Cruz has one of the best linguistics programs in the country. So it really kind of, from there, it developed my interest in language, but not yet teaching. Even though I started teaching as a martial arts assistant, I did not start teaching until right after graduating. And we can save that for the next recording.